Well,
so we begin this conference that is dedicated to problems of education in contemporary art. And actually, this conference was organized by the publishing program Inter Ros, and the point of this conference is to find a way to identify the approaches towards what sort of literature should be published so that we should support education in contemporary art.
Well,
this problem of education in modern art, this is something that is peculiar to Russia, which may have to do with the reform we see now in education system in Russia overall. And since, well, as far as we know, contemporary art so far has not been reflected or has not been dwelt upon in the academic system of education. Only private initiatives are in place, though there are rumors that soon some quite respectable educational establishments will feature special departments or units that would be dedicated to contemporary art. Well, this is how we have been contemplating about this conference, but then it became clear that education in contemporary art is not a problem that is peculiar to Russia alone. This is indeed a problem that is being discussed in other countries of the world too, and there are several reasons for it. One of the reasons is, it may be, we could identify as the Bologna process. Bologna in Italy was the venue where representatives of several states have signed documents that would streamline the education system across these countries, and Russia was one of the signatories. As soon as this has been done, it brought about heated debate. Some people again would be pro, others would be in contra, because in this way we are abolishing some educational systems which have been traditional from various countries. Some countries have even refused to join the Bologna Agreement, for example Switzerland. The main argument in favor of the Bologna process is that if all these countries have streamlined education, it means that teachers and students would be able to migrate sort of from, or to travel from one educational university to the other. I don't know in what way it applies to a country if a professor, doctor of sciences, gets a salary of $200 per month. I don't know what sort of streamlining of education we could talk about so that professors from other countries would find it appealing to come to Russia to work for this sort of salary. Besides, education problems. We became the focus of attention for the artistic community and some forum manifestos have chosen education as a subject. This conference is attended by curator teams of these two fora, and probably they will be the best people to talk about why on earth have they thought about focusing on education. Well, nevertheless, the expectations that they have been voicing in their on their websites and in their texts are pretty serious. They claim that education is like a hope and the only viable alternative to academism, academic approach, and to consumerism. I'm basically quoting, or nearly quoting, the declaration of a curator of the document. And education is related to what we call identity. It is an instrument of identity. We remember that sometimes educational methods in terms of enlightenment were used to identify the identity of nation states. For example, at this stage, the website of San Francisco Institute of Art, one which is headed by Akuin Wieser, that is the curator of the previous document, and it is also the place where such known artists Rene Green work at. This website shows that the graduate of this institute should have what they call a global identity. Maybe today education is some sort of instrument to provide identity not nationally relevant, but something like global, something that a person would be a member of the global planet-wide society community. But this is how I suspect things stand. Now, a couple of words about our agenda. The conference, as we see it today, is like a space attended by several people. The people who could make it came to attend today's meeting, others could not make it, some people found it difficult to rise so early, or they may have had other plans and could not attend the meeting today. Well, when we were organizing this conference, we realized that this medium of communication, the conference, has its strengths and weaknesses. Strength is we could have really person-to-person contact between participants. But the weakness of such events is that we're limited in time, we are limited in visas and all sorts of bureaucratic obstacles. That is why we thought we would expand this conference, but at the expense of the so-called virtual conference. What is a virtual conference? This is how it started. A person whom we wanted to invite to this conference, and he said, look, I can't come on those days. Can I come on the 21st? Because on the 19th I'm busy. Well, and we thought that if people are really interested about cannot attend, let us interview them. And in this way, we have set up a team of curators who may be situated in various points of this globe, and conducting video interviews on the subjects that we voiced in pretty general, which we captured in pretty general terms, because it's pretty hard to capture subject of a topic, because when you don't see a person face to face. These subjects or topics, whatever you choose, we have posted on our website. And then we started to collect these interviews. These interviews come here to the Moscow website, and we are making scripts, then they're translated into Russian. Then what we do is we make subtitles in Russian, and all this information is published, is posted on the website, and you can see it on TV sets, which you can see when you enter this hall. There are computers which you could use to watch these interviews. Well, what else can I say? Basically, the system, how it works, we have already had about 40 interviews. They are now posted at the website artedu.ru. Maybe in the near future we will post on this website publishing program Inter Rus, and then maybe you might watch look at these materials outside too. Well, if we now move forward to what we're doing today, we have thought about this sort of universal, comprehensive approach to education. What are the principles of education in contemporary society? Well, it is clear that the education that is needed today should really differ in some ways from the education in the times of ancient Greece or in the times of Enlightenment. I suppose main principles have to do with the changes and modifications. Say, for example, in early times, education was perceived as transfer of experience from the senior generations to younger generations. But I suppose today, things have become more complicated. For example, what is the difference of, say, between the older and the younger generations? I've been watching sometimes, I've been witnessing like instances when an advanced designer shouts out to his 15-year-old son, "Look, my PC has frozen," and his son comes up and fixes the computer problem, and then designer continues to create very much modern art. There is a note case when a woman took a photo of her son, 7-year-old, and his boy. And the boys were busy, her son was busy delivering the baby doll that the other boy was like giving birth to. Well, it means that the older generation and the younger generation, the difference is not about knowledge. All the knowledge is available on the web. And so, besides, modern education could be viewed as a certain creative collation of each problem. If you wanted to become a lawyer, you had to study this and that subject. If you wanted to become a doctor, medical doctor, you would have to study other subjects. But today, we can say that each person's education and his majoring could be identified in just an individual word. It means that each person has some sort of education of his or her own, because he or she is the one who picks autonomously by himself or herself things that he needs, say, from the web or somewhere else. This sort of creative collecting of knowledge for education is something that is pretty new in my view. Well.